All right, Anthony, we'll catch you later. Have fun at work. I'm coming up on my coffee stop here, which is about a mile from my work, so I'm in the last hurrahs of my morning commute. And, yeah, okay, graphic arts, that's, I a lot of people in my family in that seem to be a chosen profession for several in my, on my paternal side, my sister, my father, my aunt and uncle, different aspects of it, but they were all commercial artists and graphic artists of some sort. I remember my dad would drag me down to his shop. They did stuff for General Motors, a lot of advertisements for them, and back then it was all markup, paste up, stuff like that. Actual photographs, you know, you'd have to, if you needed to reduce the size of something, you had to go into the dark room and you had to make it smaller. You just couldn't shrink it. And then you had to mark it up and paste it up on the light board. And if you needed some print, you had to go see the old Linotype guys out in the office, out in the warehouse. Those guys would always, you know, every time I'd go in there when I was a kid, you learned after a couple of times, but they'd make you like your name on a Linotype machine, and they'd hold on to it. You could see them. They were holding it in their hand, making sure it was just shockingly hot. And then once they got it to the point where it was just kind of alarmingly hot, they would hand it to you, and you'd go, you'd drop it, realizing that they'd been holding it in their hand for like the last, you know, 3 minutes, getting it down to that temperature.